A major announcement from the Vatican today, coming in response to the sexual abuse scandals that have rocked the Catholic Church. Pope Francis himself delivering a strong message.
Nobody, and I mean nobody, out-molests the Catholic Church, especially not some goddamn Boy Scouts.
Should the Boy Scouts of America be worried? From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Stay with us. We've got what it takes to fill your news void.
Buenos dias, world, from the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. I'm Marco Wendt.
And I'm Rick Schwartz. And we're your hosts for Season 3 of Amazing Wildlife, a show from iHeartRadio Ruby Studio and the global conservation organization behind the San Diego Zoo and the San Diego Zoo Safari Park.
Listen as we dive into the efforts here in San Diego and spotlight the heroes working worldwide to care for the species you know and love.
Listen to Amazing Wildlife on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Major news out of the Vatican today, Pope Francis addressed the latest set of sexual abuse allegations, announcing that Catholic priests around the world were not about to be out-molested by some goddamn Boy Scouts.
To my fellow children of God, heed my word. No one out-molests the Catholic Church. No one, especially not some pathetic organization called the Boy Scouts of America.
OPR's Marcy Hammond joins us now from Vatican City. Hi, Marcy.
Hi, Leslie. Today was a monumental day in Vatican City. Just hours ago, Pope Francis walked out into the papal balcony, addressed a massive crowd in St. Peter's Square, and told the Boy Scouts that if they, quote, come for him, they best not miss. Take a listen.
We're the Catholic Church, goddammit. We already have hundreds of thousands of abused parishioners, children, and nuns on the books. Do you really think we're going to let the fucking Boy Scouts beat us at the molestation game? Please.
Well, he certainly doesn't seem to be pulling any punches. What's the Pope's strategy here?
Well, Leslie, the Pope's strategy is to essentially put the Boy Scouts on blast. Without skipping a beat, he also called them, quote, barely even molesters and wannabe priests at best.
I mean, really, who are these Boy Scouts anyways? They wear little vests and do their business in the woods behind tents and big trees? Come on, listen up, boys. We are the OG diddlers.
OG diddlers?
Yeah, OG diddlers. The Pope then even went so far as to invite the Boy Scouts to the Vatican to, quote, show them how it's done.
Wow, sounds like shots fired. Have the Boy Scouts responded?
Yes. In fact, the Boy Scouts issued an official statement today strongly condemning the Pope's announcement, saying, quote, if you crusty-ass old perverts want a molest-off, then you've got yourself a molest-off. Scouts honor.
Interested to see how this one plays out. Thank you so much, Marcy.
Thank you, Leslie.
New details are emerging in the shocking story that we first reported last week when NASA announced they had lost the International Space Station. Now the question of how they possibly could have lost the 30,000-square-foot spacecraft may finally have some answers. We're joined from Houston by OPR reporter Rebecca Neal, who's been following this story.
Hello.
So this one's a little puzzling. How exactly did NASA lose the space station?
That's been the question on everyone's mind, and thanks to some newly surfaced audio, we may now have an explanation. NASA employs dozens of people at the Lyndon B. Johnson Space Center here in Houston, whose sole job is to track the movements of the ISS. But last Thursday, all of them stepped away from their control panels after receiving an email saying there was going to be a small birthday celebration for their colleague Dale in the office kitchenette. And that's when this happened.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Dale. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, guys? Has anyone seen the ISS?
What? Why?
Cause it's gone.
What do you mean it's gone?
It's gone! It's fucking gone!
Wasn't Suresh supposed to be watching it?
Nice one, Suresh.
Fuck you, Kevin! Don't blame this on me! I thought you told me you'd be watching it, Susan.
When the fuck did I say that?
How was nobody watching it?
I guess we should probably notify headquarters. I can do it. Just let me finish eating this cake.
Wow, and they don't have any clue as to where it might have floated to?
They know it's still in the solar system, that's for sure. But right now, it could honestly be anywhere.
Interesting. So this is obviously a pretty major gaffe. What's the mood like at NASA now that all this new information has surfaced?
Certainly there's some embarrassment, considering the space station cost over $100 billion and is technically considered to be the most expensive object in the world. Mm-hmm. But a lot of members of Mission Control are defending their team. I spoke with a few few of the scientists who were in the kitchen when it happened, and here's how they explained it.
Well, we were all busy eating and chatting, and I guess no one was keeping an eye on it, so it sort of just wandered off, I guess.
But look, it was a solid spread. They had a vanilla and chocolate cake, a veggie platter, some chips and salsa, and a cheese and meat plate.
Honestly, how can you blame us for misplacing it with all of that good stuff? Plus, it was a Thursday. We were all pretty tired.
I guess we probably should not have let that happen.
It was a major goof. What can we say?
And Rebecca, what about the astronauts on board the ISS? Are they aware that the spacecraft is missing?
Well, the good news is Houston is still able to communicate with the astronauts aboard the ISS.
Oh, so they can just ask them where they are?
Yes, but so far they've chosen not to.
Oh.
They don't want to admit they've lost track of them because they feel it would, quote, just freak them out a bunch. Instead, Mission Control has committed themselves to locating the ISS through context clues.
Houston to ISS. So, how's Venus looking up there today? Over.
Houston, we wouldn't know. We're nowhere near Venus. Over.
Okay, nowhere near Venus. Good to know, good to know.
NASA is confident that if they are unable to locate the space station through process of elimination, that's okay, because it will probably just show back up in a couple of days anyway.
Let's hope so. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thank you.
In 2007, TV network CBS dropped 40 kids in the middle of the New Mexico desert as part of a brand new reality show. These kids would have to build their own society from scratch. And if this sounds like Lord of the Flies to you, well, it was meant to.
We were on this mission together. We were going to prove to the world that we could make a better society than adults could.
I'm Josh Gwynn, and I want to know what this wild TV experiment was really about. Split Screen, Kid Nation, a 6-part podcast from CBC. Available now.
What? That's not enough news for you? Fine. Here's what else you need to know, you insatiable glutton. Presidential candidate Joe Biden reportedly asked his advisors today how much longer he has to pretend to be confused and doddering to avoid criticism. According to sources, the former vice president has become exhausted with the, quote, whole song and dance, but his advisors were adamant that this is really his only shot. ExxonMobil introduced a new 8-course gasoline tasting menu for luxury cars. The prefixed menu is said to include petroleums that are hand-refined, barrel-aged, and sourced from all over the Middle East. Finally, big news in the meat world today. Pastrami Steve surpassed Hot Dog Sydney to become the new king of meat. Hot Dog Sydney had held the title since outslurping Quincy the Beef Gnasher in 2016, but he was outdone as Pastrami Steve set a new record for the most double slops in a guzzle sesh. Congrats to all the players. And that's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. Join us tomorrow and every day after that. Just not on the weekends. That's my me time. And if you ever want to see your wife and kids again, don't forget to like and subscribe to The Topical wherever you get your podcast. It'd be a real shame if you didn't. See you tomorrow.